Well, good morning. So good to have you with us for the Word for Life Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, and it's always a joy to be able to start the morning out with you. Of course, you may already be at work. I have no clue. If you are, good for you. God bless you. Have a great day. If you're preparing maybe lunches for the kids or whatever, thanks for giving us the opportunity to be a part of your morning. We often have the opportunity to interview folks in our church. And this morning, it's a real blessing to have Jose Guzman with us this morning. Jose, welcome.
Yes, good morning.
Jose and his wife are with us in our ministry. And of course, we have numbers of exciting things we want to share with you. But the first thing is just to kind of find out, how did you hear about Brookside?
I guess that everything started around 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
My wife was working really close with Randy Melchert.
Yes.
In a project making a school in the South Side.
Starting
a new school in the South Side.
Right.
And because the way that things went, mm-hmm. and he introduced us to Brookside.
And
okay. That's how we came. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. And you have been in this new school ever since that time?
Yes.
Tell us a bit about the school.
Well, the school is, it has a mission feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, the vast majority of Christian schools, they ask who your parents are, who your pastor is, what is the church that you come from.
Okay.
In our case, we don't make such questions like that. We just open the doors for everybody.
Okay.
And so it has more of a mission field.
Right, right.
It is a very exciting environment just because of the fact that you get to spread the gospel
right,
that have never heard about Christ, and in many cases, they haven't even seen a Bible before.
Wow.
So it is extremely, extremely exciting going to work every day.
I bet that is a thrill when you see the light bulb come on, as we often say, and the truth finally makes sense to these young people, and you kind of go, okay, Lord, that's worth it. Whatever the cost for teaching and difficulties, that's worth it.
Yes, it is an awesome opportunity to see young people coming to Christ.
Right.
And not only to have the opportunity to see them giving their life to Christ, but to see the transformation that takes into their life. When you see somebody that all of a sudden, they start smiling more. They start seeing the world in a new light with a more positive look. That is extremely exciting.
Exactly. But, Jose, you didn't grow up in what we would call a Christian home, did you?
No. Although I was brought up with very good values.
Right.
And very good. My parents are awesome. I was never brought up in a Christian household.
Okay. I think you were telling me before we started the broadcast that you were born into a Catholic home.
Yes, that's correct. When I first met my wife, I saw her and I thought that she was beautiful.
Now, this is in high school, college, where?
This is after college. I was already grown.
Okay.
I was 28.
All right.
At the time. And I saw her and I thought that she was beautiful. I talked to her and so we started talking.
Yeah. And she was obviously attracted to you. And so how long did this dating process go on?
It took around a good 6 months to a year.
Okay. All right. Now, where did you meet her?
I met her in a breakfast.
Okay,
we had a friend in common,
right?
And he invited me. He invited both my wife and I to go to the breakfast, and that's how I met her.
Now, was this friend trying to? He wasn't trying to get you together.
No.
Okay.
He wasn't. It was It was by chance.
I see, okay.
Yeah.
By chance, according to him, but not according to God.
Exactly.
Okay,
yes,
okay.
Yes,
right,
yes.
Right.
It was purely just breakfast, yes.
Just breakfast.
Yes.
Of course, you couldn't eat very well because you kept looking at her like, oh, my goodness.
Yes. You know, I saw her. I thought that she was beautiful, and I thought that she was interesting, and I wanted to meet her. And so that's how.
Now, was she teaching at the time?
No, she was not. Actually, okay. She came into the United States to learn how to speak English because she was teaching back in Brazil. And she has a college degree in marketing back in Brazil.
Okay.
But she was aspiring to be an English teacher. And in order for her to be able to do that, she wanted to get a little bit more prepared, and
sure.
She came in for about 6 months.
Okay.
It was the whole idea, and then to go back to Brazil.
All right. And obviously, if you are even in marketing, knowing English just opens up all kinds of opportunities. And so she comes to learn English. What caused her to stay?
Well, I remember talking to her. And I said, I knew that she was only a student,
right.
And I really wanted to get to know her. But in those few occasions that I had the opportunity to talk to her, she already mentioned the fact that she was going back. And one night I said, "What can I do to make sure that you stay?"
I said,
and so yeah.
So you're the fault,
yes.
The keeper from going back to Brazil. Okay.
Yes.
Well, how did she respond to that question? What can I do to keep you from going back?
I don't think that she responded. I think that she just looked at me and thinking, who do he think he is?
This guy's a real conniver. That's
yes.
What she was thinking.
I don't think she responded. I think she just looked at me and
yeah.
Didn't
so,
say anything.
So did her English education go a little bit longer than 6 months, or was she done in 6 months?
Actually, after that, it went a little bit. She stayed right after that. The whole idea was to stay for about 6 months, and then
right.
I entertained her a little bit more. And
you entertained her and you detained her.
I detained her,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, okay.
So obviously she stayed longer, yes.
Okay. So she was already a believer.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
But you were basically Catholic in name? Were you going to church on a regular basis, mass and all that kind of thing?
No. I was Catholic in name.
Okay, okay.
I hadn't been to church for years.
Okay.
But I truly believe that I was Catholic.
Right, right.
One night I tell her, listen, because we were already thinking about marriage and talking about marriage.
All right.
And I tell her, listen, just so you know, if any of us is going to get converted, it's going to be you. You are going to become the Catholic, and I am not going to be Protestant.
Okay.
And she looked at me. She's very wise. She's very smart. She looked at me, and she said, oh, that's okay. I understand. You are going to be the head of the family, and with that come certain responsibilities. You are going to be, as well, the spiritual leader of our family.
Mm.
And just so you know, my salvation is in your hands. And the salvation of our future children are going to be in your hands. So you better know what you're talking about.
Ooh, burn.
Yes, yes. So I stepped back for a little bit, and I said, you know what? I'll get back to you on that one. Let me rethink what I just told you.
Because you knew in your own heart, I'm not even going to church.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden I'm responsible for her and any future children that God may give us.
That's correct.
That is an interesting answer.
Yes. Through all this, I didn't know she had her friends from Brazil and everybody that she knew praying for me so that I could come to Christ.
Wow. You were targeted.
Yes. In a good way.
Oh, yes, yes. Definitely, definitely in a good way. And so shortly after you were married, I think you were telling me that you saw just – Christ in her, and it was very shortly after that you came to Christ.
Yes, very shortly after we got married. She was she had faith. She saw something in me, I guess, that she knew that I was going to give my life to Christ. And obviously, we were married, so now she had more chance to invest in my life, and she had a better opportunity to make a change in my life. So it was very little after that I gave my life to Christ.
Okay. Now, you didn't grow up in America either.
No, I grew up in Puerto Rico until I was 15. I should have lost my accent, but at that age, it was the only way that I could rebel.
Oh, my goodness.
By keeping my accent.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And now I gotta get rid of it.
It's a good accent.
Thank you.
So how did you get to the States?
My parents, I have two brothers that are handicapped, and they were seeking for
medical
health. Assistance, yeah, for therapy and for to make sure that they had a better life, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. So at 15, you came to the States.
Yeah.
And your education right out of high school into college was education?
Yeah, no. I went for business as well. My college degree is in marketing.
Okay.
And that's what I went for.
That's interesting. Both you and your wife were in marketing, and now you're in education.
Yes.
Okay. Right.
Which I believe that is extremely interesting, because the way when we were in those beginning stages of the, you know, making the school or, you know, starting a school, the way that Eleni, that's
your
my wife,
yeah.
The way that she saw it was more as a mission field.
Right.
Therefore, her business degree is in marketing, and she knew about the importance of knowing what is your target group, what is the reason for existence. And she immediately identified the need for the school to be a mission rather than just, you know, a plain old.
Isn't it interesting to watch the Lord just kind of mesh education fields together, lives together, and a family of faith, and the Lord has given you some children that you can now reproduce this faith, and it's exciting just to watch God lead step by step. You know, Jose, there are people listening to us this morning that are not sure where God is leading them and how God is leading them, and might even be some that are single and just wondering, will the Lord ever give me a mate? God answers prayer, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
And folks, follow the Lord. Follow his word. Stay close to him. And God will provide everything that you need and everything that God has for you. Till the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.